Hey, John, I think you bring up a good point, and as I sit here and just listen to the conversations going on, I would say people have been able, would then be able to say the same thing about one of our suspensions or expulsions. Because we knew the person smoked marijuana in our bathroom.
Yeah.
We expelled them, they went and got treatment, they came back, and they end up getting in an accident, they can come back and say, well, you knew. And it's like, so I don't, I mean, we can double check that, but I don't think we would.
No, I know, I'm just trying to think of what.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's why we're doing.
Because again, it's a new policy, a new thing that we're doing, and it's.
Sure.
I guess my question too would be, is I know at half the conference, I think, does drug testing, but do you have any idea in the state of Ohio, does anyone, how many school districts out of the 700, 800 have them? I mean, and
the Great Lakes.
Great Lakes has a fair number.
The Lake has over 100.
Over 100.
Yeah. And then, I mean, obviously we know that St. Ed's and St. Ignatius test. So, I mean, do I have an exact number now? What I would say is we're not reinventing the wheel. This is
we're cutting edge, but not leading edge.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you suggesting you may want to reach out to me?
No, I mean, if no one else seems to think so, I mean, and again, I think
it doesn't hurt though. I mean,
other than ask the question.
Yeah, we can ask the question.
Yeah, a simple question.
Okay, yeah, we'll make it be long.
Very under 15 minutes.
Under 15 minutes.
Like 5 minutes. Do you feel every 5 minutes?
If a student in eighth grade tests positive, that'll carry over to the high school then, correct? When they get to the ninth grade, then if they're still in this sport, they will be on that automatic.
I would say. Let's look at an example. Let's say you're an eighth grader who's in track. That's a spring sport. You test positive in track. I think that if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, that student would be entered into the next 5 tests, regardless of what grade they're in. There's no penalty for that.
Do you feel that that's clear in the guidelines?
No, but I can make it clear.
Okay.
In that example, they also play, they do cross country, you know, which is a fall. Would they be exempt? Would they be excluded from doing cross country, the next sport, or only track?
So if it's an eighth grader coming up to the high school,
yeah,
there's no penalty, because there's no penalty in the middle school.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, all right, if they're a freshman.
The current policy, that brings you to a different point, is that our current policy is in season only.
In season only, okay.
So you would get, so let's just say that you have one game left of your season, you're gonna sit out that game, but we're not carrying the sitting of the games into the next season.
Which makes sense.
So say you're a basketball
player. But the 5 tests would carry into the next.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like if you're a basketball player and you test positive in the fall because you drive and you're a member of French club.
You're getting banged. You're getting hammered 3 times.
Yeah. Yes.
But it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I know we got to wrap. You have a rec meeting at 7?
Actually, we have playoff lacrosse.
Oh, all right.
Yay. Any other questions?
Congratulations to our teams.
Comments?
No. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Great work on all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You took your time, and which one thing I really appreciate, especially the feedback from the other Avon.
So does everybody have this on their drive?
Yes. I downloaded it as a PDF. They do have it, but if you want to
we'll
do those updates,
so yeah. I'll make the revisions and you guys
just do it in Google,
yeah.
And then I'll download the PDF and send it to the board.
And for the revise will be a part of the conversation. If
thank you so much.
And just for my clarity, are we okay if Tony and I meet on the 21st and 22nd with students with the stipulation that this is pending board approval?
Yeah.
Yes.
My opinion, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
seems
it sounds like
yep.
That
great.
Makes sense.
Thank you very much. That means a lot to me to talk to them.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Wilson,
guys.
Mr. Cipollone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to move on to number 3, board committee reports. And Mrs. Lozinski, do you have anything for us on
legislation? I certainly do. This is quite the bill.
All right.
Senate Bill 216, which is the Public School Deregulation Act, it's very involved, very important. It was unanimously voted out of the Senate in March and is now before the House Education and Career Readiness Committee. The intent of this bill is to reduce state mandates, which we all know and love, and to increase local control. However, with very few session dates left before summer recess, the bill may not arrive on the governor's desk in time for implementation for the next school year. Now, here's the important things. There's a lot of stuff in this bill. Among other provisions in the bill would expand some existing teaching licenses. It would give the superintendent the authority to assign experienced teachers to subject areas they are not licensed in within a two-year, two-grade level range. So they wouldn't take a first grade teacher and move to, you know, eighth grade if she's not licensed. It would require the Ohio Department of Education to revise the framework for teacher and administrators evaluations. And it would allow the use of a paper format or a combination of online and paper formats for the third, fourth, and fifth grade achievement tests. And this is relevant because didn't we have a glitch with the computers a couple of weeks ago and everything was down?
We just had that, and you know, I agree with what they're putting inside there, but the almost the entire state had that glitch.
Right,
and,
right.
But other than that, it was really smooth.
Okay. But there are some kids that
absolutely
still need the paper format. It would help. So it would require college credit plus students to pay 50% of their textbook costs unless the family is at or below 200% of federal poverty guidelines.
That's because today we pick it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So, okay. So, of course, we support legislation that strengthens local control and reduces state mandates. The flexibility with licensure will help districts with staffing as the number of teacher candidates continues to shrink. The changes to the Ohio teacher evaluation system should produce more reliable, and I would throw in fair, assessments of educator performance because it's not being connected to the report card or the student achievement tests. So I would encourage all of you to communicate your support for Senate Bill 216 to your House representatives. It would also be great to get this through in time to become effective for the 2018-19 school year. I've already written to Dave Greenspan about this, and it's very easy now to contact online. You just go online, you hit their email, you know, you write it all up and then send it. So it's not like having to write a letter, put a stamp on it, get to the post office. It's much easier to communicate with them.
This sounds so, like, was this bipartisan?
I have the name of the person who is sponsoring it, and
seems like some rope.
But I think it was unanimously sent out of the Senate. It was sponsored by Senator Matt Huffman, Republican from Lima. But I would say yes, it had a lot of bipartisan.
It came out of the vote.
If it
I thought
unanimous.
It did. Yeah,
a
I thought
lot of
it
support.
Did have a
yes.
lot of support,
a lot
yeah,
of support
on both sides.
This,
OSBA supports it, and I think there's a lot of important stuff in there.
It's a core in a lot of people's beliefs when you have an elected body that you know you can give them some of that local control back, and you know.
Do you feel the best way to suggest our support is individually to representatives, or do you think we need to do something as a group?
Individual certainly never hurts. I'm not sure if we did anything as a board. I don't know.
We could always do a resolution of support next Monday.
We can do it next Monday, but in the meantime, you know, frequent communication is great.
Sure.
So one email from the board is one thing, but if you get 5 or 6, then
okay.
Is there an accompanying bill in the House?
Well,
that's being
it's right now in the Senate.
It was passed by the Senate.
It's in the House Education and Career Readiness Committee. So it hasn't even gone to the House for vote yet, and they're worried because there's so few sessions left before they have their summer recess.
This is the Senate bill. Is there an accompanying?
No, there's no House bill.
Yeah, so they'll have to get it passed.
Oh, okay. And they're just debating that one over in the House?
Yes, in the committee.
Yeah, so it might be good to not only communicate with Dave Greenspan like you did, but also the members of the
committee,
the education committee.
And I always tend to just pick any representative that's nearby, but unfortunately, usually they respond and say, well, you're not in my district. Your representative is so-and-so, and I know that, but I figure it doesn't hurt to at least get them.
I think it doesn't at all, yeah.
So has it just came out of committee in the Senate, and it's over in the House, or has it been passed by the Senate?
It's been passed by the Senate.
Oh, okay.
The entire side.
By the Senate. So it's out of the Senate.
That's crazy.
It's in the House.
How often do you see that?
Oh, so the whole Senate, not just the committee passed?
Yes, yes.
Would that be a statement enough for them to get to work on?
You would think.
Yeah.
And before summer recess, you know.
So, light a fire under Representative Greenspan.
When's the next donuts with Dave?
Oh, they just had one, I think. A week or so ago.
If you're on LinkedIn, he's always posting stuff on LinkedIn, so grab him there.
Okay, so that's all.
Anything else on legislation?
Nope.
I know Dr. Stoll is not here, but any, Dr. Winter, are you involved on that?
The student achievement liaison, no. However, one of the, no. But however, I did hear through the grapevine that our testing, this is the first time that we should be getting our testing data back before the kids are even out of school. I heard that. Is that true? I don't know.
Kathy's nodding yes.
Yes. I might have heard it from you. But it might have been from someone in Lorraine. So I don't know.
June 5th.
Okay. So. But then that's never the final data, correct? We have to look through that and make sure there are corrections, and we can dispute some of that.
If there's any discrepancies.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anything else on student achievement?
No, not that I'm aware.
Policy committee?
I can say that I was at our policy committee meeting, which was kind of interesting. But the policies, now you can tell me this. We've got them featured in our view.
Yes.
Is that a public view, or is that just private for the board?
No, as long as they're in draft status, it's for the board.
Oh, okay. So right now, I would encourage everybody to read through all the changes. There are, I think, 13 of them. You all have the spreadsheet. You all had copies of them, but it's in board docs as well. So we'll be having our first reading on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then we know all about the drug testing guidelines and policy. So that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you. Finance and audit. I know Mr. Finucane and I are on the finance committee. Mr. Finucane, anything you want to share from our meeting with Mr. Hopkins?
Mm-hmm.
That was some time ago.
But I will share that I did attend the Tax Incentive Review Council meeting.
Oh, good.
Down at the Cuyahoga County.
Uh-huh.
And with, I forget Michelle's last name, but she's the manager of business development over at the city. So her and I were there. It was a pretty quick meeting. They only went through about five of the, they're not TIFs or whatever they're called.
No, they're the tax incentives that have, we have a handful of businesses, although it looks like two of them are coming off this year.
There was at least one coming off.
Okay.
Q Labs, which is here, which will be coming off. So, I mean, we were getting a share of city income tax as part of it, and then, so it should increase since it's coming off. But she did say that probably next year, maybe the year after, Highland's going to be looking for something based on their continued expansion at the old Five Seasons facility and some other areas, but nothing probably at least for another year or so.
Did anything come up about American Greetings and they're doing some?
Completely separate.
Yeah, so what they have is, there's several different things that we have. What the board have done, in the past, we've done some pilot agreements, payment in lieu of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You also have your TIF agreements, like American Greetings, where they tax and incentivized financing. And then you have the Tax Incentive Review, a board that has actual, like, income tax sharing with the city, where they're giving an abatement for the income tax piece. The TIF agreement that we have with American Greetings has, I have gotten new information from the city this year, with assessed valuations going up. We're actually exceeding the minimum amount. We're guaranteed a minimum of about $455,000. And it's a combination right now between some increases in the American Greetings property, but also a section of Crocker Park called...
K?
Yeah, Block K.
Block K.
And that would be the, I believe it's the Hyatt Hotel right there.
Yeah.
We also have...
Restaurants going on there.
Yeah, I think there's a Texas D Brazil as part of that, as well as maybe the CLE t-shirt, you know, store.
And a little cupcake. And there are two new restaurants being built.
Yeah. So I don't know if Bonefish is or not. It may be, but there's that Block K. There's also some vacant land. If you'd be looking at Crocker Park from across Crocker, it would be just to the left it's just a vacant property right now, just green space sitting in front of Crocker Park area. And that's also part of Block K. So if they would build on that, it would be subject. No, it's kind of in between the Cheesecake Factory and... it would be left of the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, isn't it the spot that's right outside First Watch? Came out First Watch, it was a construction trailer.
Yeah, now it's just green space.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fire next,
right next to the parking garage. Yeah.
So if they utilize that, if they build on that property, it's part of Block K as well. But
okay. But
now with Block K, you know, not just the hotel, but with the shops coming online during the tax year, we've been advised that we should receive a payment of, I believe it's $525,000 this year. So up significantly from the $455,000 that we have a minimum guarantee on. So that's a bonus. And as values continue to rise, our share will also rise over the next 30 years. So, we do monitor the TIF agreements, and the city's very good about sending us information through Mr. Shaw's Prashant's office, and we're able to review that. But the meeting that Mr. Finucane's referencing is different. It's the Tax Incentive Review Council. It is. It's for a and it's just different ways of working with businesses to incentivize.
Mm-hmm.
But this one works through the county. And they oversee it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to curriculum.
We met last week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we had a really nice conversation with both Alex and Kathy about what's already going on with IB, how that fits into all of our programming, and just next steps, things that need to be done with reauthorization, things that need to be done with consolidating to one building, which will bring quite a bit of savings financially. But then how does this all fit with our overarching vision? And they're still, you know, looking at all the data and making sure the outcomes are what we want them to be. So I don't know, did I miss anything?
No, and I would say that we had a really, I felt, a productive year for us being on the
yes.
committee, but, and I want to thank Kathy and Alex because we had the field trips, the different mm-hmm. schools, and then this last meeting. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, every quarter we were doing something a little different, but really, don't you feel? I feel like I know so much more about what's going on at all levels of the organization. So that was really good.
Okay, thank you.
Oh,
moving
yeah,
on to community outreach, I know Dr. Winter and I are on that committee. Dr. Winter, I know you've been active, but I know the entire board has been pretty active out in the community.
Yeah.
So if you would kick it off, some of the things that you've been involved
with. Well, we
with
have some pictures from last
sure.
week. So working backwards back.
Uh-huh.
These are some really neat things that went on. Scott Kutz, who heads up the technology department and all the CAD stuff that they do in the model building, and then Adam Purdy partnered up with Leah Burke, who teaches fourth grade, and she's doing work, her students for their fourth grade exhibition with IB are doing the research project on making. So each one of her students have done their own research. They've done some class research, but they've done their own on what does it mean to be a maker and what making is, which is inventing and then devising these things that we need. So I think it kind of happened organically. Leah met with Adam and Scott, and they just all ran with it. Hey, let's bring the fourth graders over because this is what our high schoolers are doing. And so they had a whole afternoon. The kids had the Tech Mates, which is the group of students that really run things back there. Students helped them build a birdhouse that they were able to take home. Plenty of donations from the community on that. I think it was Home Depot. Who donated all the lumber. Correct me if I'm wrong. See if there's some other pictures. So they had, they were working. That's Leah Burke and some of the students, another high school student there. And then the students, after that piece was done, then the students were given demonstrations of the 3D printer and how that's used. The kids, I was so impressed with the fourth grade questions. They showed really a previous knowledge of why we're using 3D printers and how those are actually even used to create, you know, prosthetics and all of that kind of thing. So if you want to just go through. And then there were a lot of other people there. Dr. Goggin was there. I know we had some folks from our tech department. And I was really excited. This kind of correlates to the legislative update. I got to spend a couple hours with our State Board of Education representative and built some really nice connections with her. And they're working today and tomorrow. That's her. Her name is Lisa Woods. She's new on the state board. And and there's Kathy Maxwell. She was picking our brains about testing, accountability. We need to change the report card. Today and tomorrow, they're talking about that the ESSA, which is the education. Okay,
how? The reauthorization.
The reauthorization of ESSA is requiring us on our report card to add another non-academic measure. And the thing that the state board is currently discussing is adding chronic absentee on it. Now, mind you, on the state report card, we already have an attendance requirement. So it's kind of like I'm thinking about myself going into another district that has issues with attendance. Now you're giving a district that has issues with attendance a double whammy on, you know, a double ding on bringing it down. So she was really picking our brains about some things and talked to Dr. Goggin about some ideas. So, you know, we'll cross our fingers that some of those went through. So those were the kids talking about. They had made that. There was an octopus that the students made with a 3D printer. So it was a number of different pieces. They showed an arm kind of brace thing. It was really incredible. So, and that was, all of that was on top of Teacher Appreciation Week and some pretty wonderful things. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Absolutely. The board had an opportunity, of course, to reach out to all of our staff at the various schools and tell all of our staff how important they are to us. And thank you for their service to us. It's always good to get into the buildings and to see what's going on in our classrooms and our kitchens and on our buses. It was a wonderful week. We enjoyed doing that. So that was a good time for us. I know I have the good fortune of being on the culture committee as part of community outreach. And one way to build good culture, of course, in the schools is to get some kind of a pulse on where is culture today within our schools. And I know that Dr. Goggin was very helpful in working with Mrs. Jane Peer when it comes to a survey that's being implemented this week, right?
Between May 15th and the 24th, I believe.
Right on. And would you mind chatting about that a little bit?
Yeah, the survey has two parts. Last year we did a survey and we surveyed our staff. We made up the questions and got pretty good feedback from it. One of the things that I know the Culture and Climate Committee wanted to do is to create a baseline. And when this opportunity came up, contact that I made in Lorain County from the Nord Family Foundation reached out. They were looking for schools to participate in a survey. And this survey usually comes with a couple thousand dollar fee because it is a national survey. Questions are research-based. Everything is compiled into very integrated software that can give us a lot of really good information. The Nord Family Foundation is willing to cover it for the student component. And last time when we gave a survey, we only gave it to staff. Well, you know, as staff, we're part of who shows up to school here, but we wanted to reach out to students as well. So by participating in this, we're able to get information not only about culture and climate, but also for some targets that we have. We did include, to get an idea of where students are with not only drug use, but awareness. There'll be some questions on there, so maybe we can target things a little more intently. Mental and physical wellness, there's a component in there. We're setting a big target even this week. I have to mention the PTA on Wednesday night is going to have a panel for anxiety, depression, suicide, stress. So there has been a big focus on that. This can give us some information on, we may think we're on the right track with our students when it comes to mental and physical wellness. This can either confirm it or push us another way. Then we get to take all of this data and see where we rank nationally. As we look at it and say, overall in the school districts who participated across the United States, where do we fit in this puzzle? But then we can also look at districts that are like us, that are different than us, and be able to break that data down a little bit better. So
thank you.
It's a nice opportunity.
Your help on that was very much appreciated, sure. Dr. Kiver. So thank you. I know Music a la Mode was this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm certain that you had an opportunity to attend Music a la Mode.
Yeah, it was quite enjoyable.
Yeah, absolutely. So the board was active and loved getting out there. Anything else that any other board members want to mention when it comes to reaching out to the community? All right. We're going to move on to superintendent recommendations. Dr. Gack.
This is just one recommendation. It's a very simple one. We have a boys lacrosse tournament game that Tony just left for, mm-hmm. and we would like to approve to pay the workers for that.
All right, super. Is there a motion?
Absolutely.
To approve resolution 4A.
So moved.
Let's like a bundle 4A with 4A.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Second.
Discussion.
Well, you know, now I know what my time is worth because for the boys freshman baseball, I run the scoreboard for the freshman home games. So
are you getting paid for that?
No, I'm volunteer. So now I know what my time's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can write that off on your taxes, a donation.
Yeah. Yes,
thank you.
Thanks for your donation to the school and time wise.
Yes.
And play DJ.
Nice.
All right. Further discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I edit the songs.
Moving on to board comments. Board, what comments do you care to share at this time?
Things are rolling along very well from what I've seen. It seems like we had a lot going on here last week. So. Thank you to our school personnel and to our PTA for making it happen, and our music boosters.
Yeah. Mr. Craig, I appreciate the recap on the conversation with the city,
sure.
As it relates to the fields and stuff like that. There seems to be an awful lot of people that have my ear that said, hey, I thought they spent, we renewed this so that they could build this nice new sports complex,
sure.
over there, especially the baseball people.
Sure.
And now they're saying the schools can just take care of all the needs. And I'm like, no.
So yeah, that's not what they're saying. Yeah.
But that's what.
Sure. That's, you know, what's out
there. Because in the one article in Westlife, it just kind of gave the impression of Mr. Getze is like, well, you know, we got to decide what the schools are going to do. We have to wait to see what the schools are going to do. They have a bunch of land, maybe they can take care of some of the needs and stuff. And so a lot of the baseball families are like, you're kidding, right?
Right.
So.
And then did you see the editorial cartoon? It had something to do with a baseball field. Build it, they will come. And I didn't know if they were referencing the schools or the city.
No, I don't think this is connected to us. I think the city's having a lot of conversations about fields, and I think they're exploring all their options and reaching out and saying, so what are you going to do with that property? And I think it's one that I get that even when I go to PTA and we say it over and over, we put it on our website, and you know, so we have to keep saying that as we do plan on maintaining the property and keeping it. We're not. And I keep saying there's a reason developers, the city, and everybody wants the property is because it's great property to have. So if it's good for you to have, why isn't it good for us to have?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're not looking to get rid of it. We may need it at some point in the future, 10 years from now, 15, 20 years from now. And if we sell it right now for however much we sell it for, we're never going to be able to take that money we received and go buy it because the property will be gone.
Perfect example of what Mayor Clough did when he was on the school board.
Right.
When he got the acreage over on Bradley. It was his wisdom, which then allowed us to swap it.
Correct.
With the other stuff to accomplish the needs we need today.
Correct.
So God knows what, you know, the needs might be in 20, 30 years.
And that was over 30 years ago that he acquired that property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, here, that's a great point.
But that's great, great. Thank you for that feedback.
Sure.
Other board comments? The board would adjourn to executive session to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of an employee or official. Is there a motion to approve 6A?
To adjourn.
To adjourn.
So moved.
To adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Roll call.
To adjourn into executive session at 7:09 p.m. Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The board will adjourn to executive session. The board will not take any action in executive session or when it leaves executive session. This meeting is adjourned.